Back to form there, Oasis, and Little by Little. This is XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. Who are you?
My name's Steve Merchant. Good to see you.
Thanks. With us, the producer in the studio is Carl Pilton, and he'll be doing the buttons.
Yeah. You made a good effort there, but once again...
got bored.
Words are your enemy, Rick, and they defeated you once again. Just run out of steam with the sentences.
Every week I think, well, I'm really going to make an effort now. I've chosen some records.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's as far as it goes, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe you should write out what you're going to say at the top of the show. Write that out. Get a nice big crayon.
I like to keep a little bit of, you know...
A little bit of something, a little bit of spark, a little bit of liveliness to it.
Yeah, sure.
How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to
it's great to be out of the house again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just I was going to say, because we've been doing this for a long time now with a little break. But XFM are bringing new listeners all the time. I've heard 4 or 5 a week.
Really?
Yeah. New listeners tuning in to XFM 104.9.
Radio 1, beware.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we might take it for granted that people that know who we are, know who you are, know who Carl is.
Sure.
Now, if you're a regular, then you know exactly who we are. But for those of you who don't, I'm Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais, a BAFTA award-winning actor and writer.
Steve Merchant, although
a friend of yours.
Yeah. And this is the important thing, Carl Pilkington.
Absolutely.
Our producer. I say producer. He was the bloke who was lumbered with a job when I said, "Listen, I used to run the desk in the old days. I used to press the buttons and run the desk and everything. And now I said, listen, I've been on the telly." I do not press my own buttons. And Carl said, well, I don't really work weekends. And they went, well, you do if you want to keep your job.
Absolutely.
And we were lumbered with him. And then we discovered that he's not just a little dork, a little manky sort of idiot.
He's got
nice shirt. He's got, you know what I mean? He's got something else.
Absolutely.
He's got
a certain, brings another dimension, yeah.
Yeah. And he started having a little chat and we discovered that he had quite a lot to say.
Mm. Well, I think actually right, and I think I was wondering maybe we should maybe play another tune, but after that, I just think we should re-familiarise our radio audience with Carl, and any new listeners, just let them get to know the real Carl again.
Well, if you are new, you'll find that we like some old songs, some new songs, some chit-chat. We get serious sometimes, there's some tears and some laughter.
Yeah.
We kicked off with Oasis' new one, Little by Little. We're gonna go back in time now to Iggy Pop and his Stooges with I'm Bored. Iggy Pop on board on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais.
Steve Merchant here as
well. Yeah, little Carl Pilkington. Mm. Well, to reintroduce or introduce people for the first time to Carl, I think we should have a...
Yeah, maybe sort of a kind of a quick Q&A, Carl, and we don't need sort of lengthy answers from you. We don't need lots of detail. You know, can we just a couple of sentences?
Just to get a flavour of who you are.
Yeah, so firstly, name obviously Carl Pilkington. Age, Carl?
I'll be 30 next month.
Really?
This month. No, next. Where are we?
I don't think we need to ask any more questions.
I think we've done it.
That's it.
I think we've done
it. Welcome to the world of Carl Pilkington.
I thought it would take 3 or 4 questions.
I thought it was going to be at least.
To really explain what Carl was about.
That was the first question.
Absolutely incredible. God.
But we can't really leave it there because we haven't got enough else to do to fill up the 2 hours. So let's pursue this line of inquiry.
Yeah.
Age. What was the age, Carl? In a couple of months.
When were you born?
I'll be 72.
Right. What month? What day?
I'm on the cusp.
You're on the cusp of a day.
Well, 23rd of September.
Okay.
72.
So anyway. Okay, right, good.
And you were talking there about, obviously your star sign, where you're on the cusp.
Yeah.
You believe in that, do you?
Nope.
You don't believe in star signs?
No, not really.
But you do believe in ghosts, I understand.
No, because the
paranormal.
Yeah, but the star sign thing, you've got how many different star signs are they?
12, isn't it?
Right, and then you've got, like, loads of people.
Yeah. So you do the math.
So they're saying that, you know, there's only 12 different sorts of people in the world.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's made up. It's made up nonsense. It's non-science.
It's pseudoscience.
It's, yes. It's hairy man and, dyed hair woman science.
Yes.
Innit?
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you, Carl. Where were you born?
In Manchester.
Okay. What, GCSE results did you get?
I got, was it an E?
You got an E in history. And how did you find out that
information?
You found out.
Because you thought you couldn't remember what you got, you didn't turn up, and you thought you'd done about 3, one of which wasn't history, and actually-
I knew I did art.
Yeah, you didn't. I'm telling you didn't, because we checked. Yeah. You did one. You turned up for history. You did history. You got an E in history.
I definitely did art. I made a little clay man.
Yeah, you've got to register for O-levels. You don't just do it and then phone them up and say, how was that? Yeah. And they go,
I'm sending you a clay man. Send me a grade.
Yeah, there's all things. There's forms to fill out and things like that, Carl.
Anyway, who was your closest childhood friend?
Closest? At what age?
Well, when you were young, when you were
I remember this. It's a fella.
Well, he wasn't really a close mate. Darren Buckley was me.
Darren Buckley?
Yeah. He was me.
Tell us briefly about Darren. I've forgotten about Darren.
He's the one who, all the girls liked him. He had permed hair. He used to have his hair like a footballer.
Sure. Were you jealous of him?
His dad was a copper.
Did you hang around with Darren, like, in the hope of getting maybe his kind of cast-offs?
Nah. You see, it's weird with me, and I wasn't that bothered about having loads of mates and that. I had lots of mates, but I could do without them.
You had a magpie, didn't you?
I was happy playing with my magpie.
Yeah, what happened to him?
It flew away.
Yeah.
But I wasn't bothered, because it was giving me grief towards the end, wasn't it? It was popping me grifter tyres and that.
Yeah, sure.
flying down, pecking me head.
Sure. Now, you went to school with a number of different interesting people, some of whom
two of which
freaks.
I understand, had big heads and webbed toes.
Is that right?
Yet they were not related to each other, and they weren't friends with each other. Why weren't they friends with each other?
Because that'd be obvious.
Did they wear shoes, or did they walk around in their, webbed,
Were they good at swimming? Were they good at swimming?
I don't know. I don't think they ever went swimming.
Did they ever talk, did they ever look over at each other and think,
yeah, we should hang out more.
I told you, something in the week as well. There was another lad at school, had a pigeon chest.
He had a what?
Can we come back to this?
He had a pigeon chest.
I think we should play a record, Carl, because I think we've hooked them now. Yeah.
There's no one switching off now, Rick.
No, play a record. Blur, Coffee and TV. Carl, I said it's not the best Blur song when it was playing. You know, I'm not, don't want to diss it, but, you know, it's not the best one. I mean, that's fact.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. Carl went, like the video, though, that little milk carton.
Yeah.
Bit sad. It's tragic, isn't it? He went, this is all to himself, I'm not even joining in. And then he went, yeah, but it's all right at the end. He goes to heaven, he finds a little girl milk carton. Just lives out a little thing in his... Is that like you on your paper round, that little milk carton, walking around like that? I imagine you... Oh, people don't know, but if you just tuned in, Carl had a paper round.
It's his favourite job ever.
And he maintains it's the best job he's ever had. Isn't it, Carl? Go on.
I don't know what's so weird about that.
It's a paper round.
Yeah, but look, forget
all
that.
It's not the most fulfilling of jobs.
Look at the way it works, right? You get it out of the way at the start of the day, so you've got the rest of the day to yourself.
Just, that's the same as signing on.
Your own boss. You know.
Same as signing on.
Well, you're not your own boss. The guy at the news agent's your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's great.
You've proven me wrong there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Nah. Yeah. Nah. Not really. Would that stand up in court? Well, you were found with the dagger. Nah.
Was I?
when are we playing the new game?
Oh, Carl's got a new game. Carl's very excited.
We were talking about something before.
The freaks used to go. You had people with big heads, two web feet, didn't hang around each other. That would be too obvious. You had a fella with a pigeon chest.
Mm. Yeah, what's the story with the pigeon chest?
Don't know how it happened. It was like it looked like somebody sort of hit him on the back with a big hammer, and it had come out at the front.
Yeah,
and I've never seen it since.
Could that have been the answer?
What? Why had he had it?
Possibly, I suppose, in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, don't know. Never asked him.
It's just come back to haunt you, has it? The pigeon chest.
No, it's just that you know, when you mentioned about kids at school, I forgot all about him.
Mm.
You're talking about the kids with the web feet and the big heads.
Yeah,
and I forgot about the little old
pigeon boy. Yeah, pigeon.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm a big fan of that TV show. It's on digital TV. A lot of people won't have it, but Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton.
Yeah.
And he interviews lots of big Hollywood stars, and he always asks them these same questions at the end. Can I just run a few of them past you?
Go on.
Okay. So, if you could do any other profession other than the one you do now, what profession would you do?
Can you just change that to apart from a paper round?
Apart from a paper round.
Oh,
you do any other profession, Carl?
And it doesn't matter about, like...
Doesn't matter if you've got the skills or anything. In an ideal world, if you had the ability.
Well, I think I'm about to buy somewhere, so I reckon something, you know, using tools and, like, doing a bit of plumbing and that.
So, a plumber?
Well, sort of an all-rounder.
Right, right. A handyman.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you don't get paid that much, but it's useful, innit? So-
But you'd get your own show, couldn't you, with Carol Smiley, eventually?
Well, all that, but the money that you don't make, you save by not having to pay someone else to do the chores, do you
know
what I mean?
Right, okay, I don't know what that sentence meant.
Right.
No.
A plumber, how much is the average plumber on?
The money you don't make, you save on not getting someone else to do it. No, just think of that. No, look, break that sentence down. Are there any-
Sorry, Rick, sorry, but, people who live in glass houses.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just go back to Lipton quickly. We've got a couple of to get through here.
Sorry,
so, your favourite noise or sound? Favourite sound or noise?
Ooh.
Is it me?
No.
It's not me.
Hang on a minute.
It's not me. Are you sure it's not me, Carl?
I like Elvis.
Noise.
Elvis.
Elvis.
In the ghetto.
The sound of Elvis.
Elvis in the ghetto. Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah. And your least favourite noise or sound? I don't think it should really be records and music. Noises. Things that you hear at home or whatever.
Maybe like a sound of a-
The least favourite noise.
Least favourite.
The sound of-
Probably like
sound of ghosts.
Fire engines and that.
Right.
That's annoying.
Except if your house was on fire, presumably.
I think it's a bit unnecessary.
You think they're just doing it to wind people up?
I live on like a busy street and it's happening all the time and it is like, just sort of have a blast of it and people will hear it. You don't have to keep it going.
Yeah, sure.
So that is, pretty annoying.
And if heaven exists, Carl, when you get to the pearly gates, what would you like God to say to you as he welcomes you into heaven? What would you like God to say to you?
Who asks these? What show's this?
It's a program where celebrities are interviewed by a guy, an American interviewer, and he always asks these questions at the very end.
What would I say to God?
What would you say to God if you believed in heaven and if heaven exists, when you eventually go up to heaven and you're welcomed in through the gates
in
by
your
God,
parka and your stussy t-shirt and your
What do you want God to say to you as he welcomes you in?
Say you alright? I don't know, just be friendly.
I love the way. That's the reindeer section.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice stuff. It's a kind of Scottish supergroup, lots of different artists from Scottish bands.
Ben and Sebastian. Is it any singer from them?
It may well be, yeah, on that particular track. Different people, Mull Historical Society, Idlewild, Teenage Fan Club, different people from all those bands. Get together with a guy called Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol and he writes
and
the
And all
tunes.
That on XFM 104.9,
Absolutely.
Steve.
Absolutely. Let me just name that track. That track was Grand Parade from their current album, Son of Evil Reindeer.
Feeder. Come back around on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. But who are you?
Oh, thanks for asking, Rick. Steve Merchant.
With us, Carl Pilkington. Well, Carl, now I know I shouldn't, but I met Carl in the week again.
I told you you shouldn't do
I
this.
I
know. You should
but then when
the
he starts saying things like, oh, is this lab with a I go, no, save it. And we just sit there and I'm scared to talk in case he comes up. But, you did tell me a couple of little things, didn't you? True stories that, you know, that I mean, I enjoy. Can you tell, Stephen about the doctor?
Right.
Oh God.
Is
this something that happened to a friend of yours, or is this,
No, I read about it.
You read about it, okay.
There's this little lad, right?
Okay.
First of all, it's years ago, right? When
right,
they didn't have decent doctors in, like, every town and that.
Yeah.
And, this little kid is dead ill, right?
Yeah.
And the local doctor...
Well, there's a phone call involved, so I don't
yeah,
really
well,
give the impression
it.
That it's, like,
medieval times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't say that, I just said it's years ago.
Go on,
so
man.
This kid's ill, right?
Yeah.
And he's lying in the bed, and he's all like, all going funny colour and that.
Yeah.
And his mum says, I'm gonna get the local doctor around. The local doctor comes round, and he says, oh, so I don't know what's up with him. He said, so leave it with me.
Leave it with me. Well, the doctor said that.
I'll have he said I'll phone up a top doctor.
Okay.
Who was in America or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And so he goes to the phone in his office and he calls America and because it's years ago the phone line isn't that good, it's all crackly and that right.
Yeah.
So he's talking to the doctor and he's saying, I've got this kid, he's a funny colour and you know, he's really weak and that. I don't know.
He's not giving him much to go on.
Right?
Sure.
So, so the American doctor, right?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, what do you want to do? And it's all breaking up, right?
Yeah.
He goes, what you got to do? You got to, it's all breaking up. You've got to give him some, parrot's blood, right?
Some parrot's blood?
Well, that's what he thought he said, but the line was really bad.
Yeah.
He meant parent's blood, but he heard that he said parrot's blood. He said, right, I'll do that, leave it with me.
I can see where this is going.
He goes to, you know, a pet shop.
Yeah.
He says, give us like half a dozen parrots.
Sure.
Takes them round to the kid's house, takes the blood from the parrots, puts it into the kid, kid's fine.
The kid's fine.
It worked.
Such a load of shite in my life. I've never heard such twaddle, such just made up, enhanced, exaggerated bollocks in my life.
A load of old rubbish.
I mean, when he told me this, he said, the doctor said, what do I do? And the doctor on the other end said, give him some blood. And the doctor went, where do I get blood from?
So hang on, wait. I just need to clarify.
Give him some parents' blood. Give him some parents' blood. Give him some parents. Some parents' blood. Yeah.
But hang on, I just need to know where you read this.
Carl,
where was this? Where did you read
this? I stitched you up. You know what he said? He said, "So do you believe it?" I went, "Tell it to Steve." He went, "Do you believe it?" I went, "Tell it to Steve." Carl,
but where did
you
read it? That was on the internet.
Where is it on the internet? I'm always looking at stuff.
I was looking at stuff this morning because of because of Yorah Geller last night, eating all that funny food and that, and also they all got a bit scared last night, didn't they, with a snake?
Hmm. I didn't see that. Is this I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah, yeah. Got all worried about a snake getting on the sort of wandering about in between the sleeping bags and stuff.
Yeah,
and. They were all scared, and it is so
easy. Leave it with me! Sorry, the doctor says, leave it with me. Yeah! Leave it with me!
Well, they were all scared, because there's a snake, and it's so easy to find stuff out. Where are they? Where is this jungle?
Australia,
right.
I think.
Before they went, give it half an hour on the internet. I found out with snakes, you don't need to worry, right?
Okay.
They're deaf, they haven't got any ears.
Right.
So as long as you're really quiet,
it'll
probably leave you alone.
Yep.
And also, they don't have eyelids.
Uh-huh.
So they were suggesting if one's coming towards you, just, like, kick sand in its eyes. Because
yeah.
It can't blink, and it leaves it a bit, like, annoyed,
yeah.
And it wanders off. But they didn't do any research before they went.
Yeah.
And that's-
I think your knowledge would hold you in good stead. I don't think you need to know any more than you know. Well, we're gonna come back to that, because he also explained to me where, a saying comes from that I want you to be part of, but,
Oh, and also, you should mention as well, Carl, you've come up with a competition, is this right?
Brilliant competition.
He thinks
this can go to television.
Is this a good idea you've come up with?
Yeah.
Carl, I'm so looking forward to it.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Continuing, our exposure of myths, and Legends of Rockfall Tale, we expose that myth that some maybe older rockers have had it, and they've gotten they were never any good, and
yeah.
The kids today-
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
People like Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart's a great artist. He's a slightly laughable man, but a great artist.
Let's go back to when he was rocking.
When he cut the mustard.
Yeah. Rod Stewart, You Wear It Well.
Great tune.
On XFM 104.9. Yeah. This doctor, I mean, we should find out who he is, really, and if he's still practicing, because it worries me a little bit that he did that. Also, I mean, he thinks he's got away with it, but how could he be sure those parrots wouldn't talk?
True. True.
Do you know what I mean? There were six of them. They probably got together and they probably put it on the internet.
I mean, I feel that story, Carl, it asks more questions than it answers.
Yeah!
Really.
Like most of your stories.
Yeah, that's the problem. I always feel like I need a little bit more information. Like, did the parrot boy continue to live?
Yeah.
You know, to a ripe old age, or did he die weeks later after this charlatan doctor who was going around, you know, spurious and-
Did he break his nose trying to crack a big nut?
Mm. No, I think he's, he was alright. He lived to a-
See, I'd have shouted- if I was that doctor, I'd have shouted- that down the phone. Are you sure you said parrot's blood?
Yeah.
Sure it was parrot's blood?
Listen, I mean, you know, I'm not the best doctor in the world, but did you say parrot's blood?
Yeah, but what you're forgetting is you're going back to the time where, like, they used leeches to do, like,
No, we're not. We're going back to the late 70s if there's a phone call to America Direct.
Come on, Carl. They weren't calling America, like, in the medieval times or in the Victorian age. Come on, think about it, Carl.
Yeah.
You know, this has got to be like the like, you know, 30s or 40s, the earliest. You know?
Right.
I'm intrigued to know where this. I think there's someone on the web who's just putting information on there to lead you astray.
Yeah,
because you're the only person who finds this stuff. Other people are using this to write theses.
What were you looking up that then?
I always look up weird stuff.
What were you looking for?
But what do you type in the search engine to find parrot blood stories?
What were you looking for?
There was this woman with a weird head.
Why were you looking for that? What were you
doing? Just because I'd heard about it. I'd heard, like, someone talking about it on another station.
Right.
About this woman with a funny head.
Right. I love the fact you're intrigued with these things. You go in the basement of Waterstones or Dillon's or somewhere, and there's these medical books that you're loving, mate.
Yeah, but this is free on the internet, isn't it? It's all there.
Yeah.
So what, you typed in weird head woman or?
Lady with head.
Yeah. Weird people or something I put in.
Sure. Yeah. Did you come up?
Yeah. 7,000 hits, Carl Pilkington.
Well, it's all there, isn't it? It's interesting. The one that I was telling you before about, the lost letter.
The lost letter? What's this?
The lost postcard that's, just turned up. Some woman, sent a postcard years and years ago to a niece or something, right? Yeah. And her niece was, like, 3 years old back then. And just now, like, I think, like, yesterday or the day before, it turned up, the postcard turned up 74 years late.
74 years late?
It took 74 years.
And that three-year-old girl's been living in the same house that whole time.
Well, that, yeah.
Sure.
You see what I mean? There's always a question you can ask to just scratch the credibility of these stories. Yeah. There's always, it's like the apocryphal tale.
Was this the slugs? Was this those slugs from last week?
Yeah, were they holding back? Because they're slow, because the postman slug is useless. His round takes him 74 years. Then he's got to go back to the beginning, he's got 74 years, and they can't carry the bag. But that's where they go, that's why they turn to glue. That's why they turn to glue.
Oh. It's pitiful.
It is pitiful.
So you don't believe that someone sent a postcard years ago and somehow it's been stuck in the bottom of a post bag or something and it's only just-
Stuck in the bottom of a post bag? Yeah, that means that there's like a 95-year-old postman who's still wandering around.
Did you have to pay, like, the difference and the charges? Because presumably-
It wouldn't have had Queen Elizabeth's-
It was a penny black, presumably, was it?
Yeah. What would be on the stamp? It would have been invalid, surely.
These are the questions you should ask yourself. Because if it's the postman's fault, the post office can't turn out.
He was only three at the time himself, wasn't he? He is dead.
Yeah, he'll be well and truly dead now.
Yeah.
But the fact is that the post office made an error, right? They lost this letter.
Sure. Mm.
It's only just turned up. They can't turn around and say, sorry about this, I hope it isn't urgent. It's turned up 74 years late, and by the way, you owe us 25 pence.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't do that, would they?
That's true. You're asking questions, though, you see? That's true, you see? So, you're interested in, like, where sayings come from as well, aren't you? Because you told me one of the week, I don't know if Steve's aware of that. Do you want to tell Steve this one?
What's this a saying?
Can we do this quiz?
We'll do the quiz later. I know you're excited about the quiz. Let's do that later, but what's this saying?
Right. What is the saying? Chucking a baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Have you heard that phrase?
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, how would you use that?
Well, how would I use that? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I suppose if maybe you've been discussing something, you've come up with some plans, but you're slightly worried and, you know, you might abandon the whole plan, whereas there might be some ideas in there which are still worth retaining.
Exactly.
So you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
There might be something you can just change and you don't really,
There might be a few ideas you can salvage from an otherwise worthless one.
Well, the saying, right, comes from, like, years ago again.
Mm-hmm.
And
pre or post phone,
and ages and ages ago, when, like, you know, the bloke worked in the house, you know, he was like the coal man, and then you had like
no way, it's important.
Then like the mam is like you know, she stays at home making the dinner, looking after the kids.
Yep.
And you've got like the little kid who's just growing up, just messing about and stuff. So what happens is, back then they didn't have like fresh flowing warm water every day. So all they could do, they could only afford to have, like, one full big bath of fresh water. So they'd fill up the bath, right? And then the dad would come home and he'd say, oh, I've had a right, you know, I had a tough day at work and that, down the pit. And his wife would say, it's all right, I'm putting the dinner on, you're going to have a nice warm bath.
So, because he gets the bath first.
Because he's the grafter.
And he's covered in coal.
He's covered in coal, so the water's, like, minging by the time he's finished.
Yeah.
Right? And then the wife says, oh, after all my cleaning the house and doing the cooking, I'm a bit sweaty now.
She's covered in dust and grime.
I'll have a bath, right? Yeah. At the end of the line, there's a little baby.
Yeah.
It's been playing out all day. Also got like little grubby knees and stuff, needs to have a bath.
Yeah.
It goes in the bath, right? But because the water's so dirty.
Sure.
They go and empty the water out of the window. Can't see the baby in it. Chucking the baby out with the bath water. That's where it comes from.
I don't know what to say, Steve. Because I've heard this. I'm just.
What do you think, Steve?
So firstly, that sort of, I mean, that doesn't explain
where do you
why
start? Well, you're struggling, aren't you? You're struggling where to start.
Well, firstly, I can't see how we've now applied this to,
you know,
the example
of this.
I've been thinking of this
for days, Steve, waiting for you to hear this one.
These coal mining parents did be negligent.
Yeah. I love
they've left
that
their baby in the bath, unattended.
That's the way round to do it. The one covered in coal.
Yeah.
You go first.
Sure.
You go first. Don't wash the baby and then get in that.
Yeah.
You one covered in coal goes first.
Yeah.
That's the best idea.
Yeah.
Second most dirty one goes second.
Yeah.
And then the clean little baby.
Yeah.
I think we should do him last because he's done nothing towards this family.
But more than that, Rick, leave him to his own devices.
Yeah.
Jack, I'm just going to throw the water out.
Yeah.
In the bath.
Don't check
first. Have you checked that the baby's down there?
Check.
No, I'm not even going to waste my time checking.
You'd see it.
I'd be able to see
a
baby.
You'd see a baby in there.
If a baby was in here, I'd be able to see it. I'm just going to throw it out.
Yeah, I'm not even going to look, to be honest, Jack.
Not
we've all
even
had our bath.
Yeah.
If the baby's in there, then it should be making
itself. Be Jack. We have lost three children this way. Don't worry. Where did you read that?
New single from Supergrass, Grace, on XFM 104.9. Coming up in the next hour, Carl Pilkington's new game show. He's very excited about
this. I'm excited. We don't know anything about it,
but
it's going to be dynamite.
He's told me it's going to be a winner. He's, you know, he said it's going to go to television.
Sure.
I need some adverts, though.
Oh, I'd love to hear some adverts.
Can we have just 2 or 3 minutes of adverts, please? Vines there, Steve, on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington. Carl's getting very excited, as we all are, about his new. Should we let him do a little taster for us?
Well, I'm very excited about it. I mean,
so the gist of it, what is it? What is it exactly?
Right.
Is it a game show or is it a competition?
It's just thought it's something that, you know, you can play and also people at home can take part in it.
Now, would they phone in about this or they can just play at home while they're listening?
They can just play at home.
Okay.
You mean we haven't got any prizes?
No, there isn't.
No, I think we could get a phone in, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Let's hear the game idea first.
Yeah. Right, it's music related.
Okay, good.
And what I do is I sort of tell a little story.
Okay.
And that story makes up a song title.
All right. Well, it sounds ambitious.
So,
is it a cryptic clue?
Could be. say like this, right?
Oh, dearie me. Oh, dearie me.
Say like this.
Right.
This woman, right, she's pregnant. You know the answer to this one, so don't be saying anything.
Okay.
This is just aimed at Steve.
Okay.
Right. This woman has a baby.
Yeah.
She's pregnant, has a baby. And the doctor's there in the hospital going, oh, yeah, you've got a lovely little baby here.
Oh, you told me that this is, oh, this guy.
Got a lovely little baby. It's just coming out now. You'll be able to see it in a minute. And, it's like covered in gunk and stuff.
Yeah.
And, he's going, yeah, it's nearly here. It's coming out. See its little head and that. And, he gets hold of it and it's full of all this gunk. Right?
The baby's full of gunk.
Yeah, like the
covered in gunk or full of gunk?
Covered in it.
Right.
And he goes, here you go. Get hold of your baby. And he drops it.
Right.
What song's that?
There's so much irrelevance there, Steve. I can't tell you. It's not a cryptic clue. It's not a cryptic clue. Because only, I mean, the gist of it is
that,
relevant.
That isn't the best one. That's just.
Right. I mean, there is just, there's things there that you were dwelling on and thinking of puns. Don't. Just go for gut instinct. What was it? What was that?
Right, I just need to try and get the basics of this. There's a woman, she's pregnant, she has a baby.
Yeah.
The baby's covered in gunk.
Yeah.
Right.
And because of the gunk, the doctor drops the baby.
Yeah.
And that's all I need to know.
Yeah, that is all you need to know. Yeah, the pregnancy is largely irrelevant.
Okay, what are the key elements?
It's the birth and the doctor dropping it that the irrelevant. The
birth
thing.
And the dropping of the baby.
Yeah.
I've absolutely no idea. I can't even begin to guess.
Think about what's happened here.
Oh, Carl,
she's had a baby. The doctor's trying to deliver it. He's saying it's a nice little baby you've got here.
This is all irrelevant. This is all irrelevant. Right, let me tell you this. So just to be fair to Steve, so he can get into your mind, right? This is not a traditional cryptic clue,
okay.
Logical problem or anything. This is Carl, what song am I thinking of, right? That is Underworld, born Slippy.
I have to say, actually, that makes textbook sense.
Yeah.
No, that does actually. No, I'm
like
sorry.
Do you like all the story about going so well? You can see it in a minute. Oh, it's just covered in gunk.
Yeah. No, I agree there is some extraneous detail, yeah, but I have to say.
Yeah.
That.
Born was good, because it was. That's the look of it. Born was good, yeah.
And Born Slippy, no, I was quite impressed by that, Carl. I have to say, no, to be fair to you, I'm not just patronising you.
Oh, well, I've got, wow.
I actually think that was really good, and I disrespect Ricky Gervais for slagging that off, because I actually think that was quite
good. Well, let's go ahead with it then. on your
I feel we could maybe open this up to email correspondence or,
okay,
or the
let's
phone
go line. For it then. Okay, this is Carl Pilkington's new game show idea. It's what,
it's just what's the song.
Well, Carl Pilkington presents What's the Song? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Mr. Carl Pilkington.
Okay, well, what's the song?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's play a record. Let's come back after.
Give out the number, ready for him.
Well, you should make a note of this. You can email us, the email's up and running, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. What's the phone number, Carl?
It's 08700 800 1234.
Okay. 08700
800.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Make a note of that, and we'll have a game of what song is Carl thinking of after this next track.
What do you want to play?
What have you got lined up there?
Oh, continuing again. Old fogies who were good once, and I won't hear a thing said against the new kids out there. It's not all new metal, is it?
True enough.
This is Cat Stevens, a little known album, Mona Bone Jack on, and this one's called Trouble. It's a lovely song. Cat Stevens, Trouble, from Mona Bone Jack on XFM 104.9, playing some new songs, playing some old songs.
True enough.
Playing some old games, some chit-chat, some tears, some laughter, and Carl Pilkington with his brand new show, What's the Song?
What song am I thinking
now,
of?
Now, I mean...
You're nervous about this, aren't you, Rick?
I am.
You're worried.
Well, because I've heard some of these clues before, and they're close to ramblings of a fool. Right? And it really is like those, what am I thinking?
Yeah. I don't know though, I actually was genuinely impressed by Born Slippy. I have to give him the benefit
of the doubt.
That's
one of the better ones.
Because
that was short, sweet, and it worked.
Some of these, you say they're not going to be quite as pissy.
Some of them are like Emily Bronte novels. now listen. We're just gonna go for it then. You do it, and we'll just get people to call up. Because I want to see the general public's confusion trying to work out a Carl Pilkington.
Why don't you give us your next clue, and then we'll play a track, and then we'll hopefully have people on the line after the track to try and answer it, and you can recap briefly. So give us your clue now for what song am I thinking of?
Right, this one. It's about a woman, and she's just normal. Nothing wrong with her, or so she thinks. Right.
But there's the twist. Is this like the Tales of the Unexpected?
And she's got like, you know, she's got her mates and she's having a normal life, having a good time and that. And then this thing happens, right? And she starts to stink. And she can't have a bath, right? And she really wants to have a bath. She's dead sweaty and stuff. She's going about her daily stuff. She can do everything else normal. She can eat, she can talk, everything. But for some reason, she can't have a bath.
Is there a coal mining husband in the bath?
Yeah. Is this Born Stinky?
She can't have a bath.
So a woman can't have a bath?
Yeah.
Is that the rest of her
life? A shower. She can't.
Okay, leave it there, Rick. Don't try and guess. It's not fast to guess.
The general public can phone up and ask questions, so
I'm
go
not
for
sure
it.
They can they? I think so.
Either way, we don't want just people just phoning
well,
up and getting
I'll tell you what, why about this? Why don't they can ask one question?
Yeah.
They can ask one question of Carl, then they have to make a guess.
Okay.
08700 800 1234.
Have we got someone on the line now?
Let's go for one.
This is edgy radio.
This is
letting
Carl
live. Go on.
Hello, XFM.
Hello, I'm ringing about What's the Song?
Absolutely. What do you think?
Well, I'm going for Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana.
See, that works.
That's a great guess.
It does. Yeah, but it doesn't work because why can't she have a bath?
Okay, so the answer is in there.
I was going to ask you.
Well, that's your one question.
That'd be the answer.
That would be the answer, I'm afraid. What was your name?
Shelley,
thanks very much.
Shelley, I should tell you that, you know, that you should never take this personally because no one can really get into the mind of Carl. So don't, you know, beat yourself up about this. I don't expect anyone to get these clues.
No.
So well done. That is a fine guess.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else there?
Hello, XFM.
Who's that on the line?
It's Chris.
Hello, Chris. A question for Carl? Before you give us
your guess? I haven't thought of a really good question or anything yet.
You just want to go for the guess?
Well, no, what I thought was, I'm sure Simon Mayo used to do this when he did the Breakfast Show on Radio 1 years ago.
No, he didn't.
So you've just pinched this idea, Carl.
If you're going to rip someone off, Carl, do not rip off Simon Mayo.
I haven't ripped this off. I thought this was a new idea. I was going to do it with sound effects instead, but that's
yeah,
a-
Yeah, he used to do that, and he used to get his team to play other characters in the
You idiot.
Well, no, hang on.
Not you, not you, Chris. I'm saying you idiot to Carl.
Yeah, but nothing's new anyway, is it? So I'm not getting annoyed about it. What do you think the answer is?
Is it Cornflake Girl by Tori Amos?
Good answer. She couldn't have a bath, because she'd go all
floppy and then go down the platform.
Good answer.
She'd go all soggy, yeah. So is it Cornflake Girl?
No, it's not, but that's
a great answer.
It could have been.
Alright.
Okay. You're already seeing the error of this, aren't you?
I think this is great radio. I'm really hooked on this. I'm genuinely excited.
This is really like that, those, so-called lateral thinkers. A man got into a field and dies. Why?
Yeah.
He ran out of air? No.
Yeah.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
He was shot? Well, no.
That was a good answer,
but couldn't, like, Simon Mayo, like, sue you or something for doing it?
Will you stop? Don't mention that.
Yeah.
Listen, I think if you're gonna steal ideas from someone, it should be a brain box like Mayo. I mean, he's the man.
The only example of one I can ever remember here on his show, because I was quite young then, was some people were pretending to like tap someone's phone or something, and then they got caught, and the answer was just bugging by whistle because they were
genius.
That was absolute genius.
That's absolute genius.
See, Chris, that's the sort of standard you've got to come up against.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Chris.
No, the phone lines are hot.
Hello, XFM.
Hi, is it Candy Perfume Girl?
Is it what?
Candy Perfume Girl.
Candy Perfume Girl?
Yeah.
Candy Perfume Girl.
Is it- well, who's that by?
Madonna.
No, it's-
That sounds like an obscure album track.
It's one of her songs.
Just think about it. She stinks and everything. She's a normal life. I didn't say she was a sweet or anything. but she, for some reason she can't have a bath or
a
shower.
Is this a big song, just to give him a clue?
It's a bigger song than Candy Sweet Girl.
Thank you very much indeed for your guess. It clearly is
Thank
right.
Thank you.
It
Cheers. Sorry. One more, then we're going to a record.
All
Come
right.
on.
Okay. Go on. Hello, XFM.
Carl.
Yeah.
Is it High and Dry by Radiohead?
High
and Dry. Now, that's great. She smells, which is another word for high. She's dry because she doesn't have a shower. Carl, if it isn't that, yours will never be as good as that. He's the winner. Whatever you're thinking of, that clue is brilliant. What's your name, mate?
It's Richie.
Richard. I mean, you can't beat that.
That's a bit too lateral.
Don't be stupid. It's perfect. He's made yours into a clever clue. He's made high, she smells, dry, she never gets in the bath or shower. It's not that, is it, Carl?
No, it's
not. Don't even get that, do you?
Not
have
really.
Have you ever heard of the word high being used to mean sort of smelly?
No.
No, no.
Oh, what?
That was where you went wrong there, mate.
Richard, I'm declaring you the winner, even though that isn't the answer.
I don't think we should give up this earlier.
Can we just-
what?
Let's play a song.
Let's give it
one more chance, because if people think about it, it is really easy.
So, I'm not going to find out the answer now, because I've got to go out.
Okay, we'll do it very quickly. Stay in for 10 minutes.
We're just going to play a new, Coldplay track, aren't
we? Let's do Coldplay, and then we'll come back with this.
Bye.
Coldplay. One I love. That's for, Nick, Neil, Olivia in Tower Bridge.
Absolutely, and also Nikki from Bromley, who emailed in. She's enjoying the show and she wanted a bit of Coldplay. That's the B-side of the current single.
This is a great show, isn't it? We've got great music, laughs, tears, we've got requests, we've got Simon Mayo games.
It's just
like Radio 1 for less people.
Exactly.
Radio 1 for less people. Yeah. This is great, isn't it?
Listen, Kai, you were so excited about this game, weren't you, earlier? You came in with a hop, skip and a leap in your step.
Although, I must say, the phones are going mental. We're going to have to take some more calls. High and Dry is great. I mean, it works.
Can we have a very quick-
Just a recap in case someone's just joined.
Can you make it so High and Dry doesn't work now? Give us a bit of information that makes it different to High and Dry, or can't
you do that? So for those that just tuned in, Carl describes, in a roundabout way, a story which somehow is representative of a song, is that right?
A song title.
A song title,
yeah.
Okay.
So, this woman, she's alright, you know, she has a normal life.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
Yep.
There's probably a few things, actually, that she can't do thinking about it. but the main problem would be having a wash, or having a bath, or having a shower.
Yeah.
Maybe going for a swim, thinking about it.
Right. Oh, I think water is the clue, isn't it? That's the clue. Who's that on the line?
Hi there, it's Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Right, what do you think? Smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
No, it's not.
That's a great guess. Smells like Teen Spirit again. He's also brilliant. Thank you, Mark. Well done.
No, it's not that. All right. Hello, XFM.
Oh, that's a dodgy mobile. Ooh,
that's a bit of a clue.
A dodgy
mobile. Hello, XFM.
Oh, they've just given up. They've all been going for Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yeah. They just hung up.
Hello, XFM.
Hi. Is it, She's Electric?
Excellent.
She's Electric. It makes sense. That's fantastic.
Oasis,
Carl.
She's Electric.
Why does she smell?
Because she doesn't have a bath and that. Because she can't have a bath or a shower. What's your name?
Neil.
Neil,
so
got
the
it.
Fact, so.
Oh, Neil got God. It. So. Did you get it straight away?
No, only during the song.
A process of elimination from all the other wrong answers.
Yeah, basically.
So.
She's Electric.
Rick, I have to say, you're holding your head in hand in your hands, and it looks like you want to shoot off. But I have to say, I thought that was quite good. I genuinely thought that was quite good.
But it's not a cryptic clue, is it? Because it's not. She smells. There's a few things you can't do. She's electric.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm getting at? She's electric.
I always understand what you're getting at, Carl. That's never been a problem in the years I've known you.
Neil got it.
Yeah.
She's electric. I have to say, Rick, I think you're down on this idea. I could definitely see that ITV1 replacing I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Carl Pilkington hosting.
Simon Mayo on the phone
exactly.
To the lawyers.
Well, Neil, there's no prizes or anything, but well done.
Well done, that was well worth it. Right.
Well, you go away with the award in the knowledge that you've beaten Carl.
Yeah. You can secure the knowledge that you thought how Carl does.
Absolutely. Well done, Neil. Okay. I have to say, I think you're being harsh on him. I think that's,
okay.
that's a great game.
All right, let's do it again next week.
I thought that was a great game.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Well
play
done,
record.
Carl.
Play record.
What do you want to play?
Oh, you know, I tell you, we've been playing some oldies, Rick, and I've enjoyed them all, but I think I've been in love with this song for many, many years, and when I saw it, reminded of it in Con Air, the film Con Air. Remember, they stick it on in Con Air, and it's just dynamite. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I love this.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh,
play
turn
it.
This up. Christmas one, I'll say. Crank it up. Turn it up. Sweet Home Alabama. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah. Strange and Beautiful, Aqualung. Or as Carl says, Aqualung. On XFM 104.9. Well, it seems that Carl's clue, you know, did go down quite well. Some other people got it. The game show as a whole has been well received.
Well, I have to say the email. You know, we've had loads of emails, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've had let me just count two.
Yeah.
and one of them was aimed at Simon Mayo. It came to us by mistake. They thought they were listening to Mayo.
Yeah.
And the other is saying Carl, they love the game show.
Radio One with less people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so despite the fact it was a stolen idea, I think we should do it again next week.
Just like
next week let's rustle up some prizes as well.
You're just like your little magpie, aren't you? Thieving shiny ideas from Mayo's nest.
Absolutely. We played Lynyrd Skynyrd just before the ads, and I was just looking at the compilation it comes from.
It's a great compilation.
We took this from Driving Rock.
Yeah.
Which I imagine-
This is not available in the shops.
Exactly. I imagine it's come straight from the personal collection of maybe Taran or Foxy.
Or Canfield.
But there's some great names on here that I'd like to see. Maybe we could
play
them.
He's a little Vance, isn't he? He's a tiny Vance.
Exactly.
You know, you're a little Mayo. Canfield's a little Vance.
I mean, these are some names. Just
go
don't,
on.
I haven't heard them for a long time.
Go
I'd
on.
Love to hear them again.
Go
Alana
on.
Miles.
Hmm.
Black Velvet.
No, rubbish.
Rhea. You don't hear Rhea, no?
Chris
Rhea, yeah.
Well, what one?
Spin Doctors.
Oh, God.
Lest we forget the Spin Doctors.
God.
Crash Test Dummies.
Hmm.
What happened to them?
Dunno.
Who else we got on here? Richard Marks.
Yeah.
Mr. Big.
I didn't- he's guilty in that song when he goes, I swear I did, and all that, and the police came around. Well, there's no smoke without fire, I reckon he did it. To be honest. I reckon he murdered her.
You're absolutely right.
Go on.
Legs, ZZ Top.
She knows how to use them.
She does indeed.
She knows how to- it's what it is, it's electrical impulse from the brain.
Yeah. How is she using them? What's
she's
she
just- she's just, it's, you know.
The brothers do beer on her as well.
Oh, isn't that- there's nothing wrong with them.
No, absolutely no. Starship.
Yeah.
And, Toto as well.
What are you playing?
It's not actually.
What is it?
Can you name another Toto track?
Hold the Line?
It's Hold the Line.
Let's
Hold
rock!
It.
Put that on!
Is it good? Is it
Let's
good stuff?
Down! Ow.
Is it good stuff?
When session musicians get together. Oh, we
can
got
we hear a quick little blast?
Oh,
should, is that disc
oh,
still
play
in there?
A little bit. Hold the Line. It's
that
great.
Should be, that should be track.
Oh,
let me see.
No.
That's probably track 10.
I hope this doesn't annoy too many people. Like we're worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to give our radio slick.
Is this it? This is not it.
Yeah.
Whack it up a bit.
Were you playing,
That was dynamite.
That was great.
We'll have some- I think we should have, like, a classic rock anthem every week.
I'd love to. Bit of Rainbow, maybe, next week.
Oh,
who knows?
Oh, man alive.
Phone in if you want to hear some classic rock.
Classic rock, indeed.
Oh, we ripped off Mayo, let's do Vance.
Absolutely. Let's just steal ideas from other better DJs.
Okay. Oh, what can
we
have?
I mean, there's some great ideas out there, I'm sure.
I mean, if you want to, like, any fix-its done, if you maybe want to eat a packed lunch on a roller coaster-
On a roller coaster, yeah, with some Boy Scouts.
Or dance with Bananarama,
yeah.
Then we're
or Five Star.
yeah.
I love the fact Five Star have reformed. There's three of them. Have you read about this?
No. Oh.
Turn left.
White Stripes on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant.
Hello.
And Carl Pilkington. Well, I had a good time.
I've enjoyed it, yeah, it's been nice. It's been fun.
Some good tracks, some laughs, a new competition by Simon Mayo. That was
absolutely.
That was great.
Yeah. Carl, have you heard the big news? That Ricky Gervais is looking to take up. Well, you explain it, Gervais, because
I'm not. It's not
big
news.
No.
What are you talking? What do you mean?
You're taking up boxing. Is this right?
No.
What is the story? You're fighting for money?
No. What? Yeah, bare knuckle fighting.
No, come on. What is it?
No. All it is. I've been watching this show on cable called Born to Fight, and it's sort of late.
Right.
It's a late one. We flick around, and I think it's on After Roadies. Which is like, it's a bloke, one bloke with the cameras to goes on tour with different people. Like he went on with Motorhead, he went with the Meatloaf tribute act. He went on with Coldplay, was in one of them. It's just that, and it's the
is
sort
this
of this
when,
cheap
like, all the other channels has been switched off.
Yeah, exactly. And there's one called Born to Fight, and they just take a different story. It might be like an amateur fight, or it might be an unlicensed fight, not illegal, or it might be white collar, which I'm thinking of doing.
What's white collar?
White collar is just people who want to fight, and it's organised.
Is it like Fight Club?
Yes, but it's charity. It's safe. It's a charity do. You know, having like big events, and it's just two people that you know aren't boxers, aren't amateur boxers, and they get in the ring. And they do three 2 minute rounds, and they just lay into each other. They've got head guards on. And
Rick, I don't mean to alarm you, but you know we work together, obviously, and we make the office and stuff. Your face is my fortune. I can't have
that. That must be a bit of a worry for you.
It is. I'm not going to say. Well, your heart as well is also a concern.
Yeah.
You know, and you're eating and stuff.
But
so,
when I said I was going to get fit, you were going, no, Gervais, you're only funny because you're fat.
No, I agree. This is true. But I'm saying there's a difference between being fit.
Yeah.
And I would say,
getting
for instance, don't eat kind of, you know, cheese and bacon, you know, on their own.
All day.
Right. Or for breakfast. So what I'm saying is there's a difference between, you know, exercising and then having your face beaten in. And what I'm saying is that I just don't think it's a good idea.
But I might win.
No, that's irrelevant. You're still going to take a couple of blows to the face. And the point is this, Rick, you're not going to win.
Why?
Because you are delusional. You think that you are probably the world's greatest boxer. Ever since I've known you, you seem to think that it's the case because you've watched all the Rocky films. And you think that's fair enough, that seems straightforward enough. But look at your physique, you know, yeah, you've got some upper body strength, but, you know, you've also got some lower belly strength as well, I noticed. And my concern is you're going to go in there and you're not only going to be a broken man when you realize that you're just not as handy in the ring as you thought you were.
Yeah.
But also you're going to incur some injuries.
This is fighting talk.
The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
This makes me want to do it more now just because of you. It was the same when Adrian didn't agree that Rocky could beat Clever Lang.
Yeah.
She made that mistake. Then she made the same mistake
with
Drago.
At what age?
She turned up at the end to take a bit of the credit, didn't she?
When you were this kind of thin, nimble youth in your makeup and your eyeliner and all the rest of it, I bet you had no thoughts about boxing. It never came into your mind, did it? So at what age did you suddenly think, wait a minute, I've taken the wrong path in life. I could have been the world heavyweight.
I don't think I could.
When have you suddenly decided that you can suddenly be a bit street tough? I don't understand why this has suddenly come about.
I'm not putting out a shout, am I, to fight people? It's not like Noel Gallagher and Robbie Williams.
But you've got to find someone else, presumably, to fight with.
Yeah, but it'd probably be a businessman who wants a fight.
Right. You know, there's something really weird about that. Don't you think that sound? Have you just listened to yourself? I want to fight a businessman.
I don't want to fight a businessman.
you just said.
I want to fight someone who wants to,
I want to fight them though. I want to fight somebody.
Did you realize it sounds a bit mad?
Bring them on. I want to fight people.
No, but it's more the effort and the training, the commitment to it, like climbing a mountain. I mean, I think climbing a mountain and doing a marathon is ridiculously macho. It's not the fact that you can
do it. No, that's not macho compared with boxing.
It is macho, isn't it? it. Climbing, there's no reason to climb a mountain, there's no reason to do a marathon. If you can run a mile, that's all you need. The fact that you train is whether you can do it yourself and achieve something. And this is more like the training and the learning skill and then seeing if it works. I don't want to get in there.
But aren't you concerned about you might get beaten? Or you might get beaten up, I should say.
No, what's the worst that can happen?
You'll get black eyes, bruises, and you-
Bruises
Gervais, let me just remind you of the time we were working in your flat, right? And you immediately, right, I think, I don't know to this day what happened, but you started choking, you clasped your chest, you were breathing, wheezing, right, I leapt over to you, I remember screaming, I don't know the Heimlich manoeuvre, if you've swallowed something I can't help.
Yeah.
You gained your breath, you gained your composure, I said, what happened, did you eat something, did you go down the wrong way? You said, no, I swallowed some dust. I swallowed some dust. You breathed some dust in that was in the air. There was some dust in the air. You breathed that in. It knocked you out for 2 days. Rick, you were in bed for two days.
I love that.
I don't think you're the man for the job.
And that's some dust. What do you think this businessman's gonna do?
Exactly.
He'll be permanent. Hurt you permanent.
Yeah.
He'll hurt you permanent.
You found a lump, didn't you, on your testicle? Once we sat in a doctor's waiting room, I remember, for about 45 minutes.
You got up and checked out. It was fine. I think I went twice, didn't I?
I said
to the doctor at one point, I said, did you check round the back?
Yeah.
I was thinking he hadn't checked it. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Just because I hadn't found anything. My point is this.
Oh.
You're something of a hypochondriac. You know you're something of a hypochondriac. You know that already. So. Why do you think this is going to be any different?
Wow.
If you take when you take the first blow to the head, you take the punch, you'll immediately think that you've got some kind of, you know, brain disorder.
No, I've always wanted to do it, but I just thought I wanted to make sure, I wanted to know that I definitely lost my looks.
Right.
And I've seen some of the publicity shots, I've got mirrors and mouths. So now, because I've definitely lost my looks now, I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So I want, you know, maybe a younger, more handsome man, I want to teach him a lesson.
Let me just, I'll end with this.
Right.
For people who listen to this show regularly, you already sound like you're punch drunk. Alright? And that's just your natural way of talking. Please, let's not do the real thing.
Oh, play a record. Oh.
I mean, is it going to be televised?
Well, we could get it on DVD, maybe release
it. Now I'm interested.
Okay.
Is there money to be made?
Yeah, lots of money.
Well, maybe we should talk about it.
Okay.
On XFM 104.9. You join us now live at Shipley Old People's Home, where TV star Ricky Gervais is taking on his first non-professional bout. Ricky, who are you fighting this evening?
A bloke called Pete Smedley.
Okay, Pete Smedley. How old is Pete?
He's 72.
72 years old.
Yeah,
you're very excited about the fight, I know.
Pete's just
recovered from a massive coronary, hasn't he?
Well, I don't want to get into that. He's deemed himself fit, and that's good enough for me. if he wants to fight. Listen, right, someone just called up and said, they're fight me. He sounded pretty tasty. I said, how tall are you? He said, 5'11". I said, what do you weigh? He said, 13 stone. I said, how old are you? 27. Yeah. I explained to him, I'm looking for someone a lot older and smaller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lot older and smaller than
Don Estelle. If Don Estelle from, what's it?
I'm gonna show you now, Steve. Listen, no, it's just a sport, you know? Mm. Go, oh, don't go into badminton, the shuttlecock can hurt your eye. It's just a sport.
Okay, fair enough. We'll I'm sure, resume this conversation next week. When, of course, we'll also be playing more of Carl's new brilliant game, with prizes, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. Simon Mayo's What Is Carl Thinking?
Absolutely. I'll leave you with a song for the ladies, Rick, if I may. Yeah. This is by, my friend Harry, you may know, he sends me tracks every so often that I should listen to, and this is a particular favourite of mine. Pretty Please, and it's by Kevin De Heister's Red Terror. I don't know if I've pronounced that right. But enjoy that, and we'll see you next week.
Let's get ready to rumble.